In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
With our Cleveland Browns, first of two practices, joint practices that Mike Martz hates, as we found out when the former coach of the Rams joined us. He said, guys fight, they get too ramped up. He didn't like them and didn't do them his last couple of years there.
That's so surprising.
I was surprised. Yeah, most coaches always say, we get great work in.
Oh, absolutely. We love the joint practices because we can control them and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, there's no controlling.
These Mike Martz, I hate him.
Yeah. By the way, Browns have made the Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah contract official.
Oh, okay.
That's lovely. As well, so joint practices happening shortly. Kevin Stefanski will speak to the media after joint practices, thinking about the 3-4 o'clock hour during afternoon drive. So keep it locked in here. I'm sure he will have nice things to say about Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah and the practices themselves.
All right. Well, I like that. That's wonderful news, isn't it?
Quite.
I'm happy for him. Chris Rose was going to join us at 1. Chris has had something come up. He's going to join us at 1:20. So Chris will be with us coming up here at 1:20. Earlier today, we had Council President Blaine Griffin on the morning show, and Cleveland City Council President Blaine Griffin. And, yeah, we're going to talk about the stadium situation for a little bit because he had some thoughts about it. And again, we've got the two things going on, the 176 acres in Brook Park out at the old Ford plant near the airport that is in the city of Brook Park right now. And then we have the existing stadium on the lakefront. And we've seen the big rollout of the beautiful plans for what the Haslams think could be out in Brook Park. We haven't seen the big rollout of the renovation of the stadium on the lakefront, either from the Haslams or from folks in the city of Cleveland who have been pitching the idea that, you know, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And the Cuyahoga County executives came out and have said, hey, we don't have the cash for this. We're all behind a lakefront stadium. Which I find somewhat interesting because Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County.
Right, but we want to keep everything downtown and the numbers don't add up, as Chris Ronayne said, who was the Cuyahoga County executive, spoke yesterday saying that one. So we will, you know this is all going to get going, and we've got 5 years of this ahead of us because the lease expires in 2029. So you kind of have to get the ball rolling now with the Browns at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Now, again, that doesn't mean they're going to move somewhere else or any of that kind of stuff. The Browns are not leaving Cleveland. But we are now in the middle of playing the stadium game. The county got involved 2 days ago, and now the city is getting involved here. So Blaine Griffin, who is the city
council
Cleveland
president.
City Council president.
Yep.
Whew, had a minute spitting that one out. Joined the morning show, had this to say on the Browns, if he thinks they're staying on the lakefront.
If I was a betting man, I'd say yes. And for several reasons, not just because I'm biased and believe that the lakefront is the ideal location for this stadium to be, but because of the economics, because of the uncertainties, because of the lack of clarity of which governmental entities will back the bonds needed in order to finance the Brook Park deal.
Okay. Keep in mind, maybe, well, the Haslams are ponying up a ton of money for this, and will certainly be looking for public funds. Mm-hmm. And though it's unclear who's ponying up for the public funds, don't be surprised if somebody does. I don't know anything more than that, but don't be stunned if public funds end up in a facility out in Brook Park if it actually comes to fruition. In fact, I'd be stunned if it doesn't in some way, shape, or form.
Without question. I mean, that's how the game is played. I mean, we all want to live in this world. Like, again, Mike Florio put it oh so well yesterday, and we will probably continue to quote it until we have any kind of an answer. Billionaires should build their own damn stadiums. We agree. I think everybody listening to that agrees with this. I think
I would agree with that.
We all agree that billionaires should build their own stadiums.
However, not usually the way it's done.
Uh-huh. In the same way that we all believe that firefighters should make more money and that teachers are probably underpaid and all of these different things that are pretty much boilerplate, everybody agrees with.
Right.
And nothing is better than a free lunch, which I think is the only thing that works at 100% approval
rate. I ask for here all the time, and we rarely get.
Right. I think those are the things that we can all point to and say with 100% we can agree with.
Yep.
But we know how this game is played. And so Blaine Griffin went a little bit further saying, hey, it's nothing against the Haslams. It's just where we sit right now with funding.
I respect the Haslam family. I know that they want a legacy project as something special for their fan experience in the city of Cleveland. And I respect that. But I've learned a long time ago that you never get upset with a person that is there to represent the constituency that they're there to represent. And I'm here to represent Cleveland.
Blaine Griffin, city council president, on the morning show, and he had some other thoughts on this. Of course, he's representing Cleveland. That's his job as a council person and council president, and I would assume they would want that on the lake because that's the city of Cleveland.
Correct. And right now, everything is civil, which is what we want. We want everybody to kind of be complimenting.
There's no reason for this not to be, right?
Everybody's complimenting each other. Everyone's saying nice things and being civil. That's what we want in all of this. And so the other idea that was thrown out, though, and I don't know if Blaine Griffin threw this out as just a test balloon or if he had some thought behind it, but he had an interesting idea.
I know I might have started a controversy, but I'll be honest with you. I don't know the mayor of Brook Park, but he seems like a very reasonable person that, you know, we wouldn't want to overwhelm and inundate them. Listen, it's $90,000 just to cover the police on the game day alone. I don't know how many police Brook Park has, but we struggle to send police down there to start the cover game day now with the shortages that we have.
Okay.
Then added in this.
I'm a guy that never turns my back on a good deal. So it would have to be something that's special, have to be something that benefits Cleveland, and have to be something that everybody is working towards. But right now, I don't see that effort. So therefore, I'm pushing the lakefront.
And he's saying that in the idea of a land swap between Brook Park and Cleveland.
Well, you shouldn't turn you shouldn't turn away from a possible deal. But I say this, if you're the Haslams and you've been dealing with the city of Cleveland since you purchased this team, what's been your impression of dealing with the city of Cleveland? I wonder if they think, you know what, we'll take our chances with Brook Park. And Mr. Griffin saying, you know, we struggle to send police to a game. It's $90,000 to cover police for a game. Okay, so are you going to do a better job by sending police out to Brook Park? Even if it gets annexed to Cleveland? And though Brook Park might not have the staff to do that now, well, you get all that tax money coming in from a new stadium and everything you're going to develop around it. Maybe you'll have the money to do that.
You may be able to find it.
And if you're the Haslams, would you rather deal with a mayor and a 9-person council in Brook Park who might or might not, I don't know, might be on the same page? Or would you rather deal with a Cleveland government where you have a mayor and 17 members of city council who... Last I checked, they're still talking about developing the lakefront. And last I checked, it's, as Todd in Ward 1 said yesterday, the city's been here since like 1796, I think Todd said.
Sure.
And the lake's been here the whole time.
Yeah, the lake hasn't moved.
Where's that lakefront development?
I mean,
I just wonder.
Did a nice job of Edgewater.
Have the Haslams done enough of, you know, like, you know what? We've given it our best shot here. We're going to go here and give this our best shot. I just wonder. And... I appreciate Mr. Griffin coming on to the morning show and chatting with the guys about this. And Dan, you said it. Everybody's being civil right now. And there's no reason not to be. And the other reason I think that it's really critical to be civil here is, and I know Jim from Strongsville has pointed this out numerous times, you got two people here, you got a family that's willing to invest over $2 billion in our community.
Exactly.
Let's not let that get away.
No, don't let that walk out the door.
Let's figure out how we can get their $2 billion.
No offense to Lake County, Summit County, Ashtabula County. No offense to any of that.
If you're Cuyahoga County, don't screw that up.
Oh, heck no. Medina County as well. Don't let any of that.
Yeah. I mean, and we've pitched the idea, hey, if it doesn't work in Cuyahoga County, we have surrounding communities that might just be interested. Don't let that get away, Cuyahoga County.
Like, to me, that is
the Haslams have $2 billion here. They've already said we'd pay for half the stadium, and we're going to pay for everything to develop around it. That's over $2 billion.
Absolutely.
You're gonna like fuss and fidget and complain that a family wants to spend over $2 billion in our community? I mean, let that sink in a little bit.
Yeah,
you're gonna complain because they want you to pay for half of it. Now, and of course they're going to say that. Who knows where it goes or what it ends up with.
Exactly.
And I understand completely. Hey, pay for the whole thing. I get that.
Of course.
It's just not always the way it works.
That's not how reality works.
And these folks are willing to pony up half and develop all around it. Let's make that work.
Right. Because if you let that become a private entity, that private entity can easily get moved out of your county, and that private entity can get moved out of your city, and that private entity all of a sudden can go a different direction.
Yep. Dave is in North Ridgeville. Hello, Dave.
All right, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. I'm good. Thanks, guys. Jeff, earnest question here. I really don't understand this. Why would the county pick sides? You've just talked about it a little bit here. Why would they sabotage Brook Park? And how Brook Park... That's a sure development thing, right? They're going to build, they're going to increase the economy of the county. If you just keep adding on or, you know, buttress up the existing stadium, what does that do? This promise of we're going to develop the lakefront, everybody's been saying it, it's a joke. You know, they've had ample opportunity. It's a sure thing to increase, you know, constructions, jobs, all kinds of supporting businesses,
and more than a stadium, more than a stadium, Dave. Right, more than a stadium.
Right, way more. And you know, I did laugh when they talked about the police because it's like it's not like Orchard Park was ready, you know, on day one, you know, or any of these places where they build new stadiums outside of the urban center. They develop it. That's not a real reason. And no, I have no comment on city council president. He's got a job to do. He's pro Cleveland. That's great. But the county, it befuddles me. What kind of leadership is that?
Dave, I thought the same thing.
The same
Dave.
Question that I have.
Yeah. Thank you for the phone call, Dave.
I mean, it's pretty easy to sit back there and go.
They said they didn't have the funds. The county didn't have the funds. That was the general thought.
Right. And they think that the way that they've developed downtown, it is best for downtown Cleveland to have the sports stadium
and
there.
Best for the county.
And best for the county.
Which, really? Okay. I don't know. Obviously, we will be talking about this in the weeks, months, and probably years to come. So we'll see. Although the Haslams don't mess around, I would think they're going to make one decision one way or another here and go for it and try and get that thing built. And they have a lease coming up at the stadium, so they got to do something, right? That's going to happen. Chris Rose joins us momentarily. Chris doing the TV games for the Browns in the preseason. And, of course, plenty of baseball stuff. He's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline is Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Not as good as Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Congratulations to JOK. Contract extension. Love the move for the Browns. Love it for him. They've locked up a lot of key young guys on that defense, Chris, and that's never a bad thing.
Well, it's great. It's great. I was super excited the day we, if you remember, it was the year the draft was in Cleveland. And the Browns had, like, I want to say, like, maybe the 58th pick or something like that. And then all of a sudden, the logo up on the big stage changed to the Browns with whatever pick that ended up being, 52 or 51, something like that. And the place went nuts. You could hear people start, like, chanting J-O-K. And when we got him, it was super exciting. And people were like, yeah, it's great. You got to figure out how to use him. And Jim Schwartz has definitely done that and then some. He's really a highly intelligent, skilled player. The fact that he was fourth in the league last year in tackles for loss and the other three guys were premium at their position and all edge guys tells you something. For an off-ball linebacker to be able to do that is pretty damn impressive.
The most amazing thing with me is exactly what you said there when it came to Jim Schwartz, Chris, which is that it's almost like Jim Schwartz came in and he looked at JOK and said, I am going to unburden you with a lot of things and I want you to just knife in and tackle the guy who's holding the ball. And sometimes that level of simplicity, it seems like, can do wonders for these guys. Is that what it looks like when you see it too?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, that's the strength of Jim Schwartz's defense. It also obviously leaves you susceptible to some stuff down the field. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's a really good match. And the fact that, you know, we have so many good players ahead of him on that defensive front doesn't hurt either. So I think it's a really, really good matchup. I think the contract for the team, it's obviously great for JOK. I think it's really good, a good one for the team, too, because you've seen what the Chicago Bears have paid a couple of off-ball linebackers. Obviously, Patrick Queen staying in the division, but moving from Baltimore to Pittsburgh. Those guys, they all got paid. They got paid a lot. And JOK's deal feels like it's solid for him and the team.
What did you think of the quarterback play in the first preseason game against Green Bay that you called on the Browns preseason television network?
It was fine. I mean, I thought Jameis did a nice job in his one drive. You know, I think he completed all but one pass and looked fine doing it. I thought Dorian Thompson-Robinson was really, really good. Excellent, I would say. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, we're going to get a chance to talk to him before the next game. And so I'm curious to see how his experience changed from last year's preseason to the regular season to this preseason and kind of where he was at. But, you know, the team ran significantly better under him than Tyler Huntley, and that's kind of the way I expected it, and I would be shocked if DTR is not on the 53-man roster. Because you have to remember, last year we only had two quarterbacks break camp with us, and some teams like to do that. I think the Browns understand that having that third guy, particularly when he can be your true number two of the future on a rookie contract, as Nathan Zagura pointed out, is a huge advantage.
Chris, how delicate of a situation is it? I mean, you have Tyler Huntley here, but how delicate if you want to keep DTR and work him through the roster without exposing him to the practice squad? At some point, I would think you almost have to expose him to the practice squad, don't you? And perhaps another team jumping in and taking him?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying, is that you can't do that.
You would think you just have to flat out keep him on the 53 man all the time so that he can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, what team wouldn't want him as a backup? You don't think that the Raiders would want a shot at him?
No, that's like, my point. I wonder though if the Browns or any other team will just flat out go gulp, okay, we're going to keep three quarterbacks on the 53 man. I'm with you. I don't want him to go anywhere. I think it'll be a thing to keep an eye on all season long.
Yeah, but I just think it's really, really risky at the most important position in sports, which I don't think you want to do. I mean, that's Andrew Berry's juggling act,
right,
is trying to give us the most competitive team we can have in 2024 while keeping an eye on future contracts, and he has to do that. I mean, because let's play it out. Let's say that for whatever reason you want to try and sneak him through and somebody claims him and then he's on another team. Well, that might not have much of an effect on 2024. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully Deshaun plays his butt off and remains healthy. And hopefully Jameis Winston is just the best PR guy ever. And that's his role. And then after a year here, he moves on to another place where he can get another $7 or $8 million, which is awesome for him.
Yep.
Well, now you're stuck trying to either pay somebody to come in here or draft another quarterback that you don't know if he can make the adjustment to the big leagues here. You've already figured this out. If you feel, and they loved Dorian coming out of college, they loved him. And so I don't see that as a possibility at this point.
Chris Rose joining us. You can hear him on the preseason Browns television broadcast next to Nathan Zagura. You can also hear him in the Rose Rotation and Baseball Today all through John Boy Media as well. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm going to switch baseball on you here, Chris. What'd you think watching Matthew Boyd last night?
I could not believe how good he was. I couldn't believe it. The number of guys he got ahead of, and then the number of guys he got on an 0-2 count, like that was pretty incredible stuff. And it was nice to see, you know, like he was very emotional in the dugout. We get to see guys for 3 hours a day, basically, at their job. We do not see the struggles that he has had physically and I'm sure emotionally in trying to get back to a pretty high level of pitching. And for him to join a really fun story in the middle of August is awesome for him, you know, like, and we needed it. On top of everything else, we needed a guy to deliver the way that he did. I mean, I couldn't believe he was still pitching into the sixth inning. I was thinking before the day started, like, my God, how are we going to be like 3 1/3 and see ya? And he got us into the sixth inning. That was awesome.
It was fun to watch him. I'm with you. I couldn't believe how sharp he was, you know, because that's what you always hear about guys coming back from any long absence, but especially after having Tommy John surgery. He was incredibly sharp. Tonight, Alex Cobb gets his second start. And Chris, it was just one start. But, man, that looks like a sneaky good signing by this front office. Cobb hopefully can follow it up. And, you know, he gave up a home run late the other day. Other than that, he was pretty solid. Some sneaky good moves by this front office that I hope pay off. Let me go to the outfield real quick. Junkenzie Noel has been great the last two games, of course. Didn't play much in August as Lane Thomas was getting a lot of at-bats. Lane hasn't hit since he's been here. What do you do there? Is Noel in your lineup most every day? Are you still going to try and work Thomas in? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, I still think that Lane Thomas is going to get some at-bats. Obviously, number one, it was this front office that decided that's the guy to go get it. And I had no problem with it. I thought he felt like a typical Guardians player, to be honest with you, when they traded for him. So they don't want to be embarrassed by sitting him on the bench the rest of the year. They're not going to do that. He also is pretty athletic. Okay. You do are like John Kenzie's made some really amazing plays. But, you know, I think that if you would have your choice of right fielders defensively, I'll take Lane Thomas over Dungenzie. Now, the area where I would look at him, two places. You know, David Fry was an all-star, but he is not a perennial. He's never been an everyday major leaguer until, like, June. Let's call it what it is. And he has not been as good as he was, which is fine. So let's maybe give him some DH at-bats. You know, I wouldn't be against, when there's a tough left-hander, putting him at first base and getting nails off of his feet, you know, or giving him a day off if he's struggling, which has happened at times. Yes, I would get him more frequent at-bats than he has had. I'm not willing to say he's an everyday right fielder. I'm just not. But he's been great at times. Like, listen, he won us two games this week. That if you do that once a year, that's great. To do it twice in a 24-hour span is freaking awesome.
I need a short answer. I got about 30 seconds. You have Schneeman, you have Freeman. Would you replace one of them and send one back to Columbus if you could bring in Ahmed Rosario?
I would strongly think about it. I know they're huge into positional versatility, but I would really think about it. And this offense needs help. It really does. And Ahmed's had a very, very good year. But I would not send Rocchio down. I just wouldn't do it. He's your best glove at the most important position on the field.
Looking forward to hearing you call the Browns against the Vikings on television coming up on Saturday. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Always appreciate it. Thank you.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm with him on Rosario, if you missed that earlier in the show. I'm with him on Rosario. It's Basket of Phelps. You're on the Fan. It was fun to watch him. I'm with you. I couldn't believe how sharp he was, you know, because that's what you always hear about guys coming back from any long absence, but especially after having Tommy John surgery. He was incredibly sharp. Tonight, Alex Cobb gets his second start. And Chris, it was just one start. But, man, that looks like a sneaky good signing by this front office. Cobb hopefully can follow it up, and, you know, he gave up a home run late the other day. Other than that, he was pretty solid. Some sneaky good moves by this front office that I hope pay off. Let me go to the outfield real quick. Dungenzie Noel has been great the last two games, of course. Didn't play much in August as Lane Thomas was getting a lot of at-bats. Lane hasn't hit since he's been here. What do you do there? Is Noel in your lineup most every day? Are you still going to try and work Thomas in? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, I still think that Lane Thomas is going to get some at-bats. Obviously, number one, it was this front office that decided that's the guy to go get it, and I had no problem with it. I thought he felt like a typical Guardians player, to be honest with you, when they traded for him. So they don't want to be embarrassed by sitting him on the bench the rest of the year. They're not going to do that. He also is pretty athletic, okay? You do, or like, Dungenzie's made some really amazing plays, but, you know, I think that if you would have your choice of right fielders defensively, I'll take Lane Thomas over Dungenzie. Now, the area where I would look at him, two places. You know, David Fry was an all-star, but he is not a perennial. He's never been an everyday major leaguer until, like, June. Let's call it what it is. And he has not been as good as he was, which is fine. So let's maybe give him some DH at-bats, you know? I wouldn't be against, when there's a tough left-hander, putting him at first base and getting nails off of his feet, you know, or giving him a day off if he's struggling, which has happened at times. Yes, I would get him more frequent at-bats than he has had. I'm not willing to say he's an everyday right fielder. I'm just not. But he's been great at times. Like, listen, he won us two games this week. that if you do that once a year, that's great. To do it twice in a 24-hour span is freaking awesome.
I need a short answer. I got about 30 seconds. You have Schneeman, you have Freeman. Would you replace one of them and send one back to Columbus if you could bring in Ahmed Rosario?
I would strongly think about it. I know they're huge into positional versatility, but I would really think about it. And this offense needs help. It really does. And Ahmed's had a very, very good year. But I would not send Rocchio down. I just wouldn't do it. He's your best glove at the most important position on the field.
Looking forward to hearing you call the Browns against the Vikings on television coming up on Saturday. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Always appreciate it. Thank you.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm with him on Rosario, if you missed that earlier in the show. I'm with him on Rosario. It's Basket of Phelps. You're on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.